Hell, that's
Blog Talk Radio.
What did he say? What did he say?
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect
because he has inclined his ear unto me. Therefore, will I call upon him as long as I live. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night, wherever my voice is heard. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are live in the studio today, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's chiming in and calling in today. My, what a horrific couple of days it has been for those in the South and even those now in the North as the Lord charts out the course of the whirlwind, as the scriptures tell us. Oh, my goodness, my. Over 30 deaths now has been calculated and still rising and still looking for people that's missing. And we're just praying for the mercies of God to be made manifest. Floods everywhere. Philadelphia's taking in a lot of water all the way down to Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi. Oh, my God, Nat, Tennessee, Memphis area, just all the way up to Illinois, all the way around the coast. Florida is drenched, my goodness gracious, all the way up to the Carolinas. God is just moving, people of God. And we see the handwriting on the wall. And God has warned, God has spoken, and we as the people of God must take the prayer posture, praise the Lamb of God, and tremble in his presence as the Lord of all the earth, praise the Lamb of God, do what he must do. And I sound the alarm daily, do what he must do to bring us to a place of humility, to call on his name for the restoring of his name in the earth. Oh, my, how wonderful it is to be on the Lord's side. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you're on the Lord's side today? Yes, you are. I'm sure you're happy, happy, happy that you're on the Lord's side. All our intercessors are chiming in. We thank God for them. My God, what a wonderful God we serve to have such dedicated people. Praise the Lord. I love each and every one of you today. Praise the Lamb. Oh, boy, the Lord is just blessing. He's blessing. He's blessing. He's blessing. He's moving. Boy, in Bible class last night, the Spirit of the Lord moved again. Moved again right there in our Bible class, and it turned into a prophetic moment towards the end of the lesson. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, that God of ours just keeps showing up. I love him. I adore the God of all the earth today. I really do, people of God. I wouldn't trade nothing for my journey. I feel sorry for people who can't hear the voice of God, the dictation, the leadership, the guidance of the Spirit. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, never take me from your presence. Never take your Spirit from me. Oh, God, never. Hallelujah. Let me depart from thy courts. Never, God. Holy Ghost, don't let me drift away from the Father. I want to always be able to hear. Hallelujah. Your word, oh, God. Your word, oh, God, is precious. It's life to me. My God, my God, my God. All right, people of God, we're here. Let's open up some mics right quick. I think this is Athelia.
Good afternoon, Apostle. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord, daughter, as you can hear and see. I am blessed today, and I thank God for you. Praise the Lord being here with us today on this wonderful Worship Wednesday. Praise the Lord, boy, this wonderful Worship Wednesday. And we thank and praising God for each of you. Oh, boy, anybody have a testimony, anything they want to share today, you can do that during this worshipful day to help our praise and worship just go up a little bit higher. Yes, Lord. What is he doing up there in Pontiac, girl?
Actually, it's sunny outside.
Really?
It was raining yesterday and windy, but it's pretty nice outside today.
It's pretty nice outside, praise the Lord. Yeah, we did get some heavy wet weather last night, but the Lord has took those clouds right on out of here, basically, praise the Lord. But there are a lot of people still in some severe weather traffic, and we're still uplifting and praying for them, praise the Lord. I tell you the truth, my God, my God, my God. Somebody told me that I needed to go through my book a little bit more, the new book, and really talk about that today. So that's going to be a part of our lesson today as we talk about fall on your knees. I'm going to go through our table of contents and elaborate a little bit on each chapter a little later on in the show. Praise the Lord today. My media people are on top of me. Praise the Lord about getting this book out. Praise God. I haven't even set up a signing or anything, so we need to do that also. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am just excited about God, though. Australia, God is doing so great. he's doing so much right now. And
those
who are sensitive in the spirit, we can really sense the presence of God. We can sense in the very atmosphere that God is up to something wonderful, that God is up to something great. My God, hallelujah. God is doing something on behalf of his children for his glory and for his great name's sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This your show today, Father. This your show. You can speak anytime you get ready. This is your show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love him today. I just love Jesus today. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. Whew. I know y'all gonna feel the spirit when I tell you this. The Lord told me to tell you right now. He said, tell the people to get ready for what I promised. That's all he said. Tell the people to get ready for what I promised. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Father, you can get clarity. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, God. God said he's talking about the blessing. Tell them I'm talking about the blessing. Tell them I'm talking about the blessing. Tell them I'm talking about the blessings. Get ready for
thank
what
you,
I promise.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Whoa,
yes, God.
My God. Hit me dead in my belly.
Lord.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Lord, oh, what in the world? My God. What a wonderful God
hallelujah.
We serve. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, when you check in with God in the morning, all you got to do is check in, people. Oh, the Lord
amen.
Will speak. He will. Yes, he will. Yes, Lord. Your servants is here. Yes, God. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. My God.
Yes, Jesus.
My God. Oh, God. The Lord said, get ready for it. Sure as I live, says the Lord, I shall deliver, says the Lamb of God. As sure as I live, says God, I shall deliver. Praise the Lamb of God. He's talking about his promise. He's going to make good his word. Hallelujah, his good word. Blessed be the Lamb today. Hallelujah. Father, we love and adore you in this day. Oh, my goodness, Althea, come on now. Hallelujah. And let's worship prayer going here. Hallelujah. Let's just adore God. My hands are lifted even now. Yeah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. The Almighty God, the Reverend God, the Sovereign God, the Loving God. We call upon you on this day, Father God, with our hands lifted up and say, hallelujah. How holy you are, my Lord and Savior, King Jesus. Glory unto you on this day, Father God. As we bow ourselves before you, Father God, and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your continued love, your unconditional love, your compassion, your kindness, your mercy, how great you are. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Father God, in all the world. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, we lift you on high. We call you King. We call you Lord. You are the light of the universe. You are the light of our soul. Hallelujah. You are our GPS system, Father God. We can't go wrong without you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't be lost without you, Jesus. With praise you, Jesus. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Jesus. You are great and you are mighty, Father God. Continue pouring your spirit over this line, over this movement in the name of Jesus. Continue anointing your people, Father God. Continue, Jesus, as we call upon your name daily, that you open all the eyes and the ears, Father God. Hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost will hurt in the hearts of your people, Jesus. Glory unto you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us multiply and populate the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be a standing room only, Father God. We refuse to leave any of our brothers and sisters behind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor on this day, Jesus. Pour your spirit over this phone line now. In the name of Jesus, saturate every household, Father God. Saturate every mind and spirit that's listening, Father God. Saturate every spirit that will be speaking, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Continue covering your man of God, Shakespeare, Father God. In the name of Jesus, continue keeping his feet off the ground. Keep him lifted up in you, Father God. Anoint him and appoint him, Father God. Show him new ways and new strategies. In the name of Jesus, open up new roads and new avenues, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, we give you glory on this day. We call you King. We call you Lord. Hallelujah. You are the deliverer. You are the healer. You are the sanctifier and the justifier in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. With the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we have the authority in the name of Jesus to rule this earth. Hallelujah. We tell the enemy, step back in the name of Jesus. You don't have the right papers to enter in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you and send you back from where you come. In the name of Jesus, we say stop and cease sickness and disease. You have the right in here. You are trespassing in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you now. Hallelujah.
In the name
of Jesus. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Because of your power, because of your grace, because of your mercy. In the name of Jesus, we are taking back the stolen territories, Father God. We are taking back the stolen souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus,
in the name
unity,
of Jesus.
Power, and grace. Hallelujah. We will open eyes that were once closed in the name of Jesus. We will open eyes that were once cold in the name of Jesus. They will stand up and give you glory. Hallelujah, Father God. There is none like you in all of the earth, and there will never be, Father God. Not even a grain by your feet can someone call you anything less. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So we ask you to go before us this hour. In the name of Jesus, prepare the words and the thoughts, Father God. Stir the atmosphere, Father God. Shake the oil on your people, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Wake them up, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift up every person, Father God, that has gone home recently, Father God, because of adverse weather, Father God. We stand in the gap with those 30 people, Father God, and we repent their sins on their behalf in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray their soul was in the right stature, Father God. We pray their mind and their heart was right, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you have received them, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the healing of the people in the hospital, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for the healing of the minds and the souls in the mental institutions, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the movement of the bodies in the nursing home, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for speaking to your children, Father God, young or old, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for changing the atmosphere in the prison walls, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that smells like life, no longer smells like death. Hallelujah. That a light of God is shining through every vessel, Father God, every mind, every spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for pouring your oil down every street. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the anointing that's pouring over Detroit right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the revival in Detroit right now. We thank you for the shaking of the earth, Father God. In the night, in the name of Jesus, Father God, no more will your streets cry out to you, Father God, from the innocent bloodshed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the spirit that's taking over the atmosphere, Father God. We thank you that the minds and the spirits are shifting unto you, Father God. We thank you that the spirit of bloodthirstiness is bind and cease in the name of Jesus. We cast out every sickness and disease. We cast out the serpents of the enemy in the magnifying name of Jesus. We cease and cease in the name of Jesus that every sickness and disease will not swallow up your people, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have your people, Father God, take back their souls, Father God. Take back your territory, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. We give you glory on this day. We say, have your way, Father, because you are
have
great
your way,
and
God.
You are mighty. In the name of Jesus, you thought of us. You created our heart to love you back. You, Jesus, and here we are, yielded behind before you, Father God. Yielded before you, Father God, and say, have your way, Jesus. We have surrendered ourselves, Father God. We are waving the white banners over our head. We have surrendered unto you, Jesus. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Your name, Lord. Woo. Your name is a high tower. Your name, God, is a fortress. And a mighty fortress is our God. Your name, hallelujah. It's peace to our souls. Your name, Jesus. Oh, my God, is healing to our bodies. Praise the name of the Lord. It's Worship Wednesday here at PSMI, and we thank and praising God for all that he is. Praise the Lamb of God, and we'll worship him because he is God, and he is worthy of all expectation, worthy of all adoration and exaltation. Hallelujah. We lift him higher, 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 higher. And I be lifted up. He promised he'll do something. He said, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise the Lamb of God. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Help me lift Jesus, people of God. Let's lift him in the highest today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we got intercessors. We got people all over the country and abroad that's chiming in and calling in today. And I just want to tell you, thank you for being here with us on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to talk about, I put something on the Facebook page today. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning with this song resonating, Great is Thy Faithfulness, O Lord, to me. I want to talk about faithfulness today. Praise the Lamb of God and the importance of our faithfulness as a prophetic people in this prophetic culture of being faithful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know where all of the rest of my children, I don't know if they're scared that I'm going to call them to pray or what, but they just not here today chiming in the way they normally do. And I'm going to be somebody
sure
else. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what's wrong with I have to call names out and all of that kind of stuff when they know where they're supposed to be. All right. Well, let me say this to you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Here's my prophet Darryl probably could. I don't know where he been for the last year on vacation. Hallelujah. Prophet Darryl, you on vacation? Is it over?
No. No, sir.
Is it on vacation? Have you been down in Mississippi somewhere? Where you been?
No.
Or are you the storm chaser? Been chasing the tornadoes?
Ooh, no, Lord, not me, Apostle.
Not him. Oh, my goodness gracious. I said the word faithfulness, and he popped up. See? I said, I want to talk about faithfulness. Whoop! Probably said, I popped up so quick. My goodness gracious. He said, wait a minute. Make sure I'm on here. Prophet, say something wrong. That was, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, I was thinking about that because God is so faithful to us. Praise the Lamb of God. And
yes,
in essence, that's what he wants from us. It's faithfulness.
Right.
Hallelujah. God wants us to be faithful to him in every aspect of our life and living. And I think it's very, very important for the prophetic family of God, the children of God who has the Issachar anointing, to discern the times and the seasons, and those of us who are blessed to hear his voice and who he commissioned to give words to other people, that we understand faithfulness. Praise the Lamb of God. That we understand to have faith and to be faithful, praise the Lamb of God, is synonymous one with another. And a lot of people want to have faith, Prophet Darryl, without being faithful.
Mm.
A lot of people want to have faith without being faithful.
Mm-mm.
And that's synonymous one with another. Praise the Lamb of God. Your faith in God comes through you hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faithfulness comes by the experience of God fulfilling his word. As God fulfills his word, and as God does things in our lives that he has promised us that he would do from provision on, because the prophetic person sees everything in the light of the prophetic. I wish I had a prophet or a prophetess here to talk with me, but the prophetic person looks through prophetic lenses. Everything has been prearranged. Everything is preordained. Hallelujah. It's either the will of God or the sovereign will of God when it comes into the life of the prophetic person. Either God has spoken and said, this is the way it is, or God has allowed, hallelujah, some things to manifest in our lives. But the prophetic person always know that's in communication with God that the hand of the Lord is upon them. We always know it. That's something that causes us, praise the Lamb of God, to maintain our faithfulness, because we know he's always there. He's always near, praise the Lamb of God. That causes you to stay faithful, praise the Lamb.
Amen. Amen.
Now, a lot of people in relationships, And we can't, I mean, when you talk about faithfulness, we have to bring it from the spiritual to the natural and back forth. But some people want people to be faithful to them and they never around them. Hello, like us.
Okay.
Okay. You want faithfulness without communication. You want faithfulness just on GP, on a word when there is nothing there, tangible, praise the Lamb of God, for a person to grab hold to say, praise the Lamb of God, I know that this person loves me, cares about me, concerned about me, this, that, and another, and therefore, that's why I maintain my faithfulness. No matter the distractions or who pulling on me or drawing on me, I maintain my faithfulness and loyalty right here, praise the Lamb of God, because I see by experience, praise the Lamb of God, through word, through deed, that this person cares about me. And until the spiritual person, praise the Lamb of God, and the prophetic cultured person see God in that light, then faithfulness will be a problem. But when you see God moving in your life every day, faithfulness is not a problem. Hallelujah. Faithfulness is not a problem. You become even more dedicated, more committed, and more faithful. The problem with us is we act as though God looks, turns his head, walks away. He goes on a journey somewhere so we can do what we, it's like the boss is away out of the office and we just do what we want to do. And then somebody say he in the parking lot and we start jumping back into. But
oh,
God is ever near. He's always there. Praise the Lamb of God. And our faithfulness to God should be solid. Should be solid. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And not wishy-washy, not in and out, not hopscotch. It should be permanent, praise the Lamb of God. It should be a permanent setup that we have in our heart to say, I'm going to be faithful, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to be faithful to God. It's a commitment that we have to make, if you don't mind me saying so, just as you do wedding vows or anything else, you have to make a commitment to be faithful to God. I'm going to be faithful to you, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Especially when you see others all messed up along the wayside who at one time was faithful and they fell off the horse because they decided to, you know, burn strange fires before the Lord and drink out of strange cups, fellowship it with the darkness and all of that, and they found themselves losing, their spiritual sight, their spiritual receptivity, and their prophetic function, praise the Lamb, because of the fact, hallelujah, yes, that they lost faithfulness. Praise the Lamb. Let me tell you something about God that all of us need to really, really get a grip on. Praise the Lamb of God. I know somebody's going to scream when I say this. Praise the Lord. The Lord your God is a jealous God. Now, let me tell you what he's jealous of. He's jealous of your lack of faithfulness. That's what God is jealous of. Praise the Lamb of God. Where he recognizes when you're not faithful to him, you're faithful to somebody else.
Mm-mm.
Amen, light bulb. Boy, look.
You saying something, Apostle.
I wanted to make noise around him myself.
You
look like
you said
the Lord.
Amen, amen.
You
write it down.
I mean, let me drop this bomb on you right quick. Look, I need... Let me blow something up right here. I need you to really understand what I'm saying. It is. I lit it for you. Praise the Lamb. That God is a jealous God.
Yeah.
God is a jealous God.
Yes.
Hello,
my
bud. Yeah, that's all right. I got another. What'd you say? Sure enough, he is. God is a jealous God. He's jealous of his people. He's jealous of relationship. He's jealous of worship. He's jealous, praise the Lamb of God, of where your heart really is, where your treasures are, praise the Lamb of God. God is jealous. Hello, like love. Praise the Lamb of God. And we need to examine ourselves and examine the relationship to make sure that another God has not moved in next door and we think he's cute. Hello, like love.
Okay.
Yeah. We have to make sure that another God has not moved on the block and we think this God is all that in a bag of potato chips. You know, because he's a novice God that has just popped up, praise the Lamb of God. Then you got to make sure that you're not having an affair with yourself on God.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, the person that occupying the space God should be in is yourself.
True.
And most of the time when you meet somebody like that, they are selfish, they are self-centered,
they'll
use anybody what they want, when they want it, the way they want it.
Yep.
And you got to watch that.
Yep.
Because that person can't be faithful to God all at the same time. And constantly using and abusing people.
Yeah.
Because it's against the nature of God. When you're faithful to God, it's because you have taken on his spirit. You have taken on his nature.
Amen.
And you love what you have been what you have taken on. Praise the Lord. See, when men and women get into a coitus together, praise the Lamb of God, in a deep, intimate relationship, you take on that person. Okay. Let me see. A lot of people don't believe that. Let me.
Too quiet for me, but you telling the truth.
Let me say it right here and give you some scripture. And on the negative side of it, it says, "He that enjoins himself to a harlot will become a harlot." Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Is that in your Bible?
Yeah.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. So if I enjoin myself to wickedness, wickedness gonna get on me.
Right.
But if I join myself to righteousness,
then righteousness will get on you.
Okay. Somebody didn't grab it. Praise the Lord. So if, in fact, the nature of God is upon me and I connect with the nature of God and I connect with the Spirit of God and I love the nature and the Spirit of God, then I'll be faithful to it. Men and women get married, supposedly they should get married, because they have taken on each other's nature. Oneness is not when you say I do. That's got to happen before the end. In the spirit, you have to feel that person, praise the Lamb of God, and like what you're feeling. You just don't marry somebody and hope to like them. Not in our culture. Hello, Life Buzz. Ain't nobody saying nothing, but maybe I better open up some other mics around because ain't nobody saying this. I know I'm telling the truth.
Amen. Yes,
praise
you
the Lord. So if you're going to be faithful to God, then it's because you have gone beyond the veil. Hello, Life Buzz.
Yeah.
And you have entered into a coitus with God. A love relationship. And you love the way he loves you. Hello, Life Bob. When the last time you know, God, that you love the way he loves you.
Jesus.
That you love.
Teach the book, Apostle. Teach the book.
That you love the way he loves you.
Jesus.
That you love what he does for you.
Yeah.
See, when you start loving on God that way, your faithfulness is not going to be deep.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Teach.
Praise the Lamb of God. When you open your eyes in the morning, you ain't going to think about him. See, you're going to think about who's laying next to you. See, that's what happened to people that's in relationship. They wake up and they roll over to the person that's next to them, reaching for them. Yeah.
Wow.
In love with God.
Hallelujah.
By the time your consciousness comes, you're already thinking on God. A person who's really into God deep, I'm talking about deep, if you open your eyes in the middle of the night, you'll sense him in your room.
Yeah.
Sometimes look for him.
Yeah.
Because you can feel his presence. Okay, so you just ain't never been that deep. I don't believe that. You ain't got to believe it. It's not a religion. It's an experience.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it comes through a wholesome prayer life. It comes through a wholesome worship life. And it comes through the sense of trusting God in the midst of adversity, tribulation, and things of that nature, that he has brought you through enough that your faith in him is solid.
Amen to that.
And when God speaks, you respond.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. When God speaks, you respond. There's no other course for you to take. There's no other course for you to take. My God, my God. My God. Because you recognize, and there is a holy fear of you not coming up to the level of faithfulness that you should be on, and thinking maybe it might cause God to cancel some of your benefits. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The psalmist said to us, not to forget our benefits. Praise the Lamb.
Right.
When you forget your benefits, you will neglect, praise the Lamb of God, two things. You will neglect your opportunities to utilize your benefits, but you also neglect the one who's giving you the benefits. When you don't remember your benefits. When you don't know your benefits, you don't have much gratitude for the beneficiary.
Right.
Who's giving you the benefits.
True.
See, if I can't see the good that's in our failure, and I can't see the potential, and I can't see what her worth to the intercessory ministry, then I might not have no regard for her that much.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Hello, light bulbs. But when you have high regard for God, it's because you recognize your benefits.
Indeed.
You recognize he the water you drink. He the food in the refrigerator. He the clothes in the closet. He the shoes on your feet. He's the clothes on your back. He's your security guard wherever you go.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He watch over you. It's not your good driving that keep you out of accidents.
No, it's not.
It's the Lord in the car with you, watching over you. You recognize your benefits, the provision, the protection, hallelujah, the peace. You recognize your benefits that you have as a child of God. That
hallelujah.
Draws you deep into faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Now you say, well, prophet, why is that so important? That's important because if we cannot be faithful to God, then God can't trust us with what he wants to deposit. Now, remember now,
exactly.
Some of you that came on here late, God already started the show with an announcement. Get ready, he says. Praise the Lamb of God for what I promised you. That's the way we started the show today. The Spirit of the Lord fell upon us and said, get ready for what I promised you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, that's a word for everybody. That's an everybody word.
Yeah.
Hello, Light Bulb. That's an everybody word. God spoke that. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know what? God speaks to us, and we say thank you. We say praise the Lord. But sometimes we need to tell the Lord, Lord, because of this, I'm going to be faithful.
Yes, because of this, I'll be faithful.
Because of what you're saying, because of what you're about to do for me, I commit to a greater level of faithfulness to you. See?
Jesus.
See, God ain't after your money. God's not after your child. He's not after, he ain't after Isaac. God is not after your surrender. God is after your heart. God wants you. But God knows if you sacrifice to him that supreme thing that you love, that he has you. Okay, y'all didn't miss that. Y'all, I think y'all missed that one. I don't know how to explain it. God goes to Abraham and says, give me Isaac. God didn't want Isaac. He wanted Abraham. That's why he stopped Isaac. That's why he stopped Abraham. He said, stay your hand. I see now that there's nothing you will not withhold from me. Hello, Light Bulb.
Jesus, wow.
He said, I see now there's nothing you will not withhold from me. He didn't say Isaac. He said, Abraham, stay your hand. Don't kill the boy. For I see now that there is nothing you will withhold from me. Therefore, and bless, I bless you. Hello, Light Bulbs. God said, I can't hold nothing from you. Because I see now that you're faithful to me, that you love me above anything that I have given you. My God. See, we fall in love with the blessing instead of the blesser.
Jesus. My goodness gracious.
We love our house more than we love God.
Wow.
We love cars more than we love God. We love money and clothes more than we love God. We love people more than we love God. The test of your faithfulness is, what do you love that you can't give to God?
Wow.
What is your line in the sand that you can't give God? If God told you tomorrow, sell that. Give that up. Move away. Give your car to that man over there. Can you surrender it? How faithful is your faith? Hallelujah. In God. This is important
wow.
because level, at the level and the depth of your faithfulness to God is going to determine how you reverence him, and that's going to determine your revelations. That's going to determine your assignments. That's going to determine the power. That's going to determine the wisdom, the knowledge, and everything that God is going to deposit to you. It's all about how faithful you are. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to open the mic. Erico 804, your mic is hot.
How you doing, Prophet? This is your sheet. I'm just listening in, and if God got a word for me, I'm all ears. I'm just listening.
All right, Erico 313, your mic is hot.
Hello?
Oh, 313.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hey, Pastor St. Pierre, this is Gina. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, Gina?
Oh, I'm doing good. That was a good word, and I know that word was for me. I thank you for that word.
Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got some more here. Erico 513.
Hello?
Hello? Who's calling?
My name is Renee, and I'm from Ohio, and I just needed a word from the Lord.
You just need a word from the Lord today?
Yes, sir. I need prayer and a word from the Lord.
Prayer and a word from the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And is it your word concerning something, or you just need a just want any word?
Well, it's my living situation right now. I've been waiting for God to change it, and I want to stay in what he's trying to do, not do what I want to do in the situation to get out of it. But I want him to let me see what he's trying to do.
That may be a little hard in you trying to see what God's trying to do, because he usually don't work that way.
Okay.
Hallelujah. He'll let you see what he has done, though. But he, while he's working, most of the time, that's the mystery of it. Hallelujah.
Okay.
God promises, and then he performs. Hallelujah. He speaks, and then he performs his good word the way he desires to perform it. And when he finished, nobody can tell how he performed it. They can only show you what he did.
Okay.
Like the blind man that when he got his sight, he couldn't tell nobody how he received his sight. He only could tell you what happened. He spit on the ground, put clay on my eyes, and told me to go wash. I washed my eyes. I came back seeing. What happened up under the clay and all of that, he don't know. He don't know what God did. And they've been putting clay on people's eyes and telling them to wash their eyes ever since, and ain't nobody saw nothing. So it was in something else. The obedience, the faith, the power of Christ just touching the clay, something else transpired. But nobody can tell you what happened. So that's the way God operates also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Much prayer is needed, people of God. But let me tell you something. I want to say this to all of you right now, and I'm very, very serious about this. You know, and I tell my people who are faithful and follow us all the time, I'm going to tell you this, and this is a hang-up that a lot of people have. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not asking no questions. I ain't asking you a question. I'm just making a statement to help break the back of lack, poverty, sickness, and what have you off your back. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And that is that we as people do not trust God with our money. And I ain't asking nobody to give me nothing. I'm talking about your tithes and your offerings. If you're not consistent in this area, it shows your lack of faithfulness to God. because your heart is where your treasures are. And if you're not a tither and you're not giving offerings the way the scriptures, the Bible, according to Malachi, the third chapter, asks you to, then you are heaping curses upon you. And those curses is not from the devil. They're from God. We are putting a hole in our own sack. I'm talking to everybody. And in this season, where God is speaking greater, where God is saying, get ready for your promises. Notice he said, get ready. In other words, get things in order so I can bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs. Ding,
amen.
Dong. Ding, ding, ding. I'm going to hit my button again. Yes, sure enough. Praise the Lamb of God. We want the back of poverty broken. We want to be healed. We want to be delivered. But we will not take inventory on what is around me that's displeasing God.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to be blessed, but everybody don't want to be the blessing. And disobedience to God's word and tears don't go together unless you're repenting. And I know I'm talking to somebody today. If you can't trust God with a dime out of every dollar and a tip, then the Bible says you're cursed with a curse. The Bible says there's a hole in your sack. And you can't keep nothing in it. It runs straight out. Everything come to you leaves.
Wow.
Hello? Praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to be blessed in this season, you got to line up with the word of God. You can throw dust up in the air. Oil can be poured on you. You can fall out in the floor. If you're not living by this word, God is not going against his word for you.
Mm-hmm.
His word cannot return to him void.
Jesus.
It's not going to come back void. It's going to accomplish that he has spoken it to do.
Thank you, Lord.
So understand that. And I can sit here and prophesy and give you a word from the Lord, but if you ain't living by this word, then the Rhema word is put on hold for you. It ain't that God, the prophet told me the Lord was going to, somebody just came to me Sunday and said, you told me in 90 days, and it's been like 190 days, but it just happened, and I figured out why it didn't happen when you said it was, because of me. I was standing in the way of it, because I doubted every word you told me. Last Sunday, when you told me again, I told the Lord, I cried and said, I'm sorry, I believe you. Now she didn't got to raise over $10,000 more a year, a new house open, all in the same day, a new house opened up for her and her children to move into that's bigger, everything without a down payment or anything. The lady gave her the keys and said, move in. My God, my God, my God. She said, just like you said it, prophet. She said, because I wanted to move out of state, and I didn't want to submit to the word of the Lord.
Jesus.
You can break the back, praise the Lamb of God, of all of these things off you just by complying to the word of God. You don't belong to yourself. You were bought with a price of Jesus' blood. Why are you trying to be the owner of yourself? You take instructions from Christ now. You take instructions from God.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. I'm speaking to you.
Amen.
I want you to get
Amen.
Clear so that you can live a productive and prosperous life. But your life is not going to be prosperous and productive the Lamb of God, and you're the one kicking against the brick. And you want to blame it on the devil and everybody else, and it's not the devil. It's you. It's you. Because you don't want to comply to the word of God. You don't want to comply to the word of God. And compliance is what needs to happen. Now, if you love God, obey him. If you love him, obey him. It's just that simple. If you love him, obey him. You ain't got a covering, I'll be your covering for you. You ain't got a church home, don't have a covering, I'll be your covering. But comply to the word of God. Do
what
you gonna find your stuff? What you say? What was the question?
What if you're paying your tithes, you're paying your offerings? Actually, I tithe above the 10%. You know, I do my best to go beyond what the Father wants in my tithe, because I do want to honor him, because I know what he's done for me. You know, he healed me from cancer. He took care of me,
Lord,
my
Jesus,
when I was a single mother. So I want to honor him with everything I have. And that's part of the, you know, I want to be faithful. But there's an obstacle, I feel like I'm stuck. You know, because I know what's in my heart to do for the Father. I want to be faithful to him in everything, and on every aspect of my life. You know, just like right now, I need to move. But my question is, Lord, well, do I make this move or do I stay here? What is your will, Father? I just want to please him in everything. Like I said, I am faithful with my tithe. I do my best, even when if I miss church, I hold on to that to the next week till I get there. Whatever I do, I love my Lord. I truly do.
I got you.
But I am just, you know, I'm going, you know, I have someone in my home who's ordained, but they're backslidden. And they're malicious.
Lord.
And they're being disobedient.
Now. You didn't took Jonah on board. You didn't took Jonah on board.
They won't do what.
You didn't took Jonah on board.
Okay, and that's my question.
Jonah is on your ship.
And
your ship gonna catch hell till Jonah get off your ship.
And that's it. I want them off. But my question is, Lord, what? How, you know,
How did they get in there?
That was my sin, and my, you know, let them manipulate me, you know. I admit to my sin. I admit to my part.
Okay, and it is fine, honey. And all we have to do for sin is repent, but repentance is an action of turning from and turning to God, and it's more. Turning from our way to God's way, and that, as we're talking about tithes and offering, turning it from our way to God's way. In this, you got to turn from God, and then you have to find that open door, because the Bible says there's no temptation that is common unto man that God does not make a way of escape, and a door will open for you to get that person out. And you must be bold enough and strong enough to get Jonah off your ship. Now, you know what happened to the Jonah in the Bible. They threw him overboard.
Yeah.
They didn't wait till they got to a safe haven, or I'm going to give you 90 days. When they found out Jonah was the issue, matter of fact, Jonah told them, throw me overboard. That's the only way this ship going to be saved.
Prophet,
and this backslidden.
What if this person is a minister? But
I don't care if his name apostle. I don't care if it's Rod Parsley, and I don't care if it's T.D. Jakes. I don't care if his name Shakespeare. If he is the cause of your trouble, he needs to go.
And I've asked them to, and it seems like they they do more malicious things, and the more I see,
well, when
the
they, when they, when,
they are.
But that lets you know that ain't a godly person right there, because a godly person would not be doing all of these type of things,
right,
and at the same time calling themselves the reverend or the bishop.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if you have to call the police to get them out, call them. That's your house.
Jesus.
You're responsible for everybody under that roof. God is holding you accountable, and it's evident, and that's why your spirit is so messed up.
I know that's true.
And God has blessings untold for you, but they're not going to be released to you as long as that man is there.
Yeah.
And you got to get rid of it.
Yes, and that's what I want, you know. And I've even told them, but they refuse to. They're just. I don't know.
There's a 911 number, and you called in and said, there's a man in my house. I've asked him to leave, and he will not leave. Got to let him know you're serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a mess. It's a mess. It's like they've actually had people thinking that it's my character, that I'm the bad person, and that's not me. You know, they're one way with the Christians, and they're another way behind closed doors.
Sweetheart, you have taken on a hypocrite, and a demonic spirit is in your house.
It is, and I know that. And like I said, they've even told me of their witchcraft.
My God. Well, you called it out. You got a warlock in your house. Oh, you got a warlock in your house. That's a demon.
Mm-hmm.
You got a warlock in your house. I was going to tell you when you get them out, you're going to have to clean that house like you finna sell it if you're going to stay there. Because I promise you, my goodness gracious, the wind of God needs to blow in that house. The wind of God needs to blow in that house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you this, and this is not to invoke fear, but I'm going to tell you this. If you don't get rid of that demon, death is coming to your house. One way or another. Because that's what the enemy come for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say that, prophet, because when God healed me of cancer, this is when that person entered my life and manipulated their way into my life. You know, saying
do you
that
know
they
worry
were,
and
they
stress
were hid from God, and they use the Lord as a way of manipulation. But, you know, I believe the Lord had let me see, you know, that I don't think that's true. I think he was sent from the enemy.
My God.
I say to myself, I thought, you can't be from God. Because my God, I would see conviction. When you say you're convicted, but you're doing more malicious things. You lie, you say one thing, but and the reality is a lie. Everything you say, it's twisted. It's a lie. And I believe, you know, I'm not the greatest prayer, but I love my Lord. And I know that he has shown me some things in his person's character. But as I said, they're a manipulator, and they practice witchcraft. And no matter what I say, you know, they get more and more evil. They do malicious things. And the threats, and, you know, it's just, Lord, what do I do? Lord, how do I get this demon away from me?
You have to put that demon out. I'm telling you. That is, if I was you, I would leave the house. I would go to the police station. I would talk to them. I would say, it's my house. I would let them know everything. And this person got to go. But they will not leave. And let the police escort them out and don't open the door for them no more. Yeah. And then you need to contact me so I can tell you what else you need to do so that you and your house will be safe.
Yeah, I have to do that because I'm just so drained.
Nothing I can tell you to do.
I'm so mentally drained. I'm so mentally drained.
As long as they are on the premises eating and sleeping in that house.
You know, even if I come home to read and I sit down to read my word, or if I have peace, and you know, instead of them honorable, they're disrespectful. And I'm saying to myself, but you're a man of God. You say you're a man of God, but how can you be so sick?
Lord Jesus. Well, the Bible said that, you know, they appear as an angel of light. That Satan appears as an angel of light. There's a lot of demons and witches and Jezebels and warlocks that's out here in priestly garments. So we know that. We know that for sure, that they're out here like that.
Yeah. And the worst part is, Prophet, they've gotten sick in their own bodies. And I've tried to be nice, and you know, and I'm like, tell them to go, then their family's gonna look at me, because they're gonna look at me and say, well,
tell their family to take him.
He got sick, just because he got
tell
sick.
Tell their family to take
him. Right.
Family love him so much, take him.
Exactly.
Yeah,
don't be bamboozled.
The thing is, I have no peace. I've lost.
Honey, that is not your husband. You have not married him. Have you married him?
No, sir.
You don't have a ring on your finger? You don't have no papers?
No.
Get that trash out of your house. Until you see him as opposition to God, you're going to be wishy-washy.
I do. I want him gone. And that's the
matter. Rebellion is as witchcraft.
Yeah, it's he does practice. He's just wicked in every aspect I can say.
But honey,
wicked.
He got you confused on this thing. If a murderer was in your house, what would you do?
Get rid of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Do you have children?
My children, they're grown. It's just a
so they don't live with you
in a house. No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. All right, get that man out of your house.
Okay.
It's all it takes is a made-up man.
Mm-hmm.
Get him out.
Yeah.
Does he leave the house?
He says he doesn't.
Does he ever leave the house? He go outside sometimes, don't?
But when I'm there, he doesn't leave. He wants to keep. He makes sure I'm in his sight all the time. So whatever he does when I'm gone.
Wow. Wow.
And I know that.
You're a prisoner in your own house.
Even for me to go to church,
Jesus,
angers them. And I said, How can you be like that? How can you say you're a child of God and hate to see someone go to church to get malicious?
Because he's scared you're going to get deliverance. That's why he's scared you're going to run up on Prophet Shakespeare. That's what he's scared of. And now you have.
Jesus.
That's what he's scared of. And in the name of Jesus, I empower you. to break the chain of wickedness off of you.
Yes, God.
Because you have cried out unto God. And I command Satan to get his hands off of you.
Yes, Jesus.
To leave the premises. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And every dark spirit and every dark work. For thus says the Lord, I will not suffer a witch to live.
Jesus.
So I command sickness and death upon every witch and warlock's body.
Yes.
Sown off the earth in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name.
You.
I command refreshing to you. Hallelujah. And grace, strength to your inner person that you can stand in this evil day. Hallelujah. And after you've done all to stand, stand with your girdles. Hallelujah. Roll your loins. Gird with the truth. Your feet, hallelujah, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Breastplate of righteousness. The helmet of salvation. The sword of the Spirit in your hand. Always praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the very God of peace give you victory. Thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. It causes us to triumph. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Mighty name. Hallelujah. And it is so.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it is so. Praise the Lamb
hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As soon as they get him out, you come back on the show. I got some more for you to do. But I ain't going to tell you right now.
Okay.
Praise the
yes,
Lamb
sir.
Of God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Do you have some anointing oil at home?
No, sir.
You need a bottle of virgin oil.
Virgin.
Hallelujah. Virgin olive oil.
Okay.
And don't let them see it. And I want you to offer it up to God at the store or in your car when they're where they're not. Hallelujah. Signifying his presence. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And I want you to take a bath and I want you to pour, hallelujah, some of this oil in your bath water. And I want you to take a spiritual bath. I want you to lock that door as it's your secret closet. And I want you to bow in that water and pray. Until you feel the presence of God come over you. Pray for power. Pray for strength. Pray for his glory. Pray for his angels to come in that house. For the angels of God. And, of course, repentance comes first. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because he's not going to come unless you repent. But if you
yes.
repent and you give it back to God, he's coming. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Greater
glory.
Is he that's in you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Praise
oh,
the Lamb of
you.
God.
Hallelujah.
And we claim victory for you now in Jesus' mighty name.
In
I need
Jesus.
You to rededicate yourself first. Get yourself together. Hallelujah. And when you remove this person from the house, then we're going to take care of your house. Hallelujah. You don't need to move. He need to move.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That's
yes.
your house.
Papa, well, will you pray? Because one thing that he's making an excuse is he traded in his vehicle for me to get a vehicle because my car wasn't working. And he's using this as a means to torment me.
Too bad for him. You
I
didn't sign no contract. He's been
That's
living
right.
in your house. Or how long you been living there?
It's been a few years, about six.
Yeah, he didn't. You didn't pay the car out for free rent. Get out of here. That's an even swap. Any judge, small claims court, big claims court, will say that's an even swap. You've been living in your house all this time, free?
No.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I just know that he's going to do something else malicious, but I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. He's just so wicked. He's so wicked.
My. Bless you. Call
Thank
back,
you,
yeah? I'm
sure
glad you called in. I'm glad you called
Amen.
In today. Hallelujah.
You.
Your deliverance is nigh.
Oh, glory. Thank you,
What's
Lord.
What's my name?
Have a blessed day. Yes. Oh, glory.
Good dear. Hallelujah. Bless you now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. The Lord will give victory, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. There's so many people that need to come to the place of submissiveness. Yeah. There's so many people that need to come to the place of recognizing when you have given place to the devil. My God. When it's your fault that you've given place to the devil. Hallelujah. The Bible said don't give place to that rascal. My goodness gracious. Yes, Lord. Thank you for her deliverance today. I felt the release. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. Gina, where you at?
Yeah. I'm here.
Gina. Gina.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing, Gina? I ain't saw you in 100 years.
I'm doing great, Pastor. I'll just thank you for the word, and I want to be faithful today, and thanks for praying for me, because I think it's got me back on the right track.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I thank God for you, and, you know, God has a way of bringing us full circle to reconnect us at the proper time. So that we can be a blessing one to another. And I'm just grateful to God for the fact that, that you trust the anointing on my life and that things are turning around for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Things are turning around for Gina. Hallelujah. How's your son doing?
Oh, he's doing a lot better. Things are getting better. I'm just keep praying, you know. Like you said, being faithful, waking up, thinking about God today, you know, that's all I could do. I thank you for praying for me because I know your prayers helped me to get back to, just like when you were talking about earlier about Abraham, he
yeah.
didn't want his son, he wanted him, and I think God wanted me, you know, and he had to use my son to get me back, so I thank you for that.
Hallelujah. Praise Hallelujah. The Lord will let you know that you need him. I tell you, my God, my God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And all we have to do is just keep looking unto him and not unto man, you know? You look
right.
unto God, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and having confidence that when you pray, the Lord hears you, and you shall have the thing you pray for. Because you pray according to the will of the Lord. And you, Gina, as a powerful prayer warrior, intercessor yourself, praise the Lamb of God, the devil just don't want you to know it. But you are a powerful prayer warrior, a powerful intercessor. Praise God. We're going to hook you with our team. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where is granddaughter? Is on here already. Ain't she somewhere? Let me see where my granddaughter at. One of my spiritual children. Thalia was here. She could have praised the Lamb of God. I want you all to, granddaughter, this you?
This is me, granddaddy.
All right, baby. I want you to get with Gina Finch on our page. And
okay.
You all start showing her the way of the intercessors and pull
okay.
her right on into our intercessory team. She has holy boldness down in her belly. But I'm going to tell y'all what. Don't take no junk now. They start gossiping and doing all that, Gina going to turn y'all out. Now, I'm just telling you the way she is. She ain't no wooden nickel. Hallelujah. She know the con. She know manipulation. She know street. She know that.
That's
and she's been
need.
In church long enough. She know the way of the Lord.
Amen.
She's full of the Holy Ghost. Satan just blindsided her for a minute. But she's back on top of her game. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ready
Hallelujah.
To run
Thank
the race.
Lord.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Sir.
Praise the name of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and she did heart. So let's make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we take good care of her, okay? Praise
yes,
the Lamb.
Sir.
Now, Gina, her name
yes.
is Shatwan Johnson, and the other one's name is Althea. Althea, what's your last name?
Greenland.
Greenland. She's on our page. And then there's Sylvia Akins. Either one of them
yeah.
girls or my Bertha Pruitt, all of them will hook you in. That you just... But, you know, I just told my granddaughter, Shatwanda, she's my spiritual granddaughter. Her mother is my daughter in the ministry. And so that, the rest of the church called me granddaddy. So that's why she's my granddaughter. But anyway, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you are connected. God's got some work for you to do, evangelist, and you got to get it done. Evangelist, Gina. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I might have to snatch the truth, Christian Assembly, and get you on the right road. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes to ministry. Because you're supposed to be saving souls, snatching them out the fire so fast. Hallelujah. Just Satan is going to look for you. He's going to send somebody to look for you. Who is this killing all these people? In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. I just thank God for what he's doing and how he's doing it on our behalf, people of God. Hallelujah. Let me see who on here. Let me, granddaughter, pray for Gina right now. Pray for her son. He's been sick. Release the balm of Gilead over there at that house on him. Praise the Lamb of God on the grandbabies. How many grandchildren you have, girl?
I got one grandson.
One grandson. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's cover them all now in the blood of the Lamb. Come on,
Hallelujah.
Daughter.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Father,
God,
we just
yes.
give you glory for this day, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just come lifting up your daughter to you today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come giving you praise, God, that she's back in the fold, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, God, we just thank you, hallelujah, and we ask right now, God, that you would reveal your glory on her today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that you will put a fire, God, down on the inside of her belly today, God. God, that it will burn, hallelujah, everything that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you will continue to renew her mind, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that she will continue to walk on the path, God, that you have called her to be, God. Now, God, I ask that you would build the warrior up inside of her, God. Oh, God, that she may intercede for your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you will open her ears, God, that she may hear clearly, God, in the name of Jesus, God, the instructions that you have given her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that you will take the scales off her eyes, God. God, that she will begin to see, God, where you're taking her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that she will begin to see the enemy, God, before he gets close enough, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, show her the power, God. Show her the authority that she walks in, God. And, oh, God, as she stands in the name of Jesus, God, and begins to intercede for your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her family today, God, over her home, God, over her grandchildren, God. Oh, God, over her home, God, and God, over her business in the name of Jesus, God. God, even where she works, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, begin to let her light illuminate, God, in the name of Jesus. God, she walks in the favor of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Begin to open up every door, God. Begin to draw them, hallelujah, with the anointing that you have placed on her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that she will minister for you, God. She will go into the highways and byways, God, in the name of Jesus, God. She will declare that Jesus lives, God. She will declare the good news of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, she shall walk straight, God, through the narrow path that you have created, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, that she will be one that will bring them in, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even the naysayers and the haters, God, God, hallelujah, they will come repenting, God, as she preach your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, as she go out and begin to pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, give her what to say, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let her lay her hands, God, on the sick, God, and they shall recover, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The captives shall be set free, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
oh, God,
Jesus.
We thank you that she's willing and obedient today, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you,
bind her feet to your will, God, that she may not stray, God. Oh, God, and I ask right now, God,
hallelujah,
that every hindering spirit be bound up on life, God. Oh, God, every distracting spirit, God, be bound up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, for this is your warrior, God, hallelujah. And, God, she come, hallelujah, to fight for victory, God. She come to pull them out the fire, God. She come to snatch them from the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, for this lady, God. In the name of Jesus, for this woman
Jesus.
Of God, in the name of Jesus, God, give her a sense of urgency today, God, to begin to intercede, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, put it all down in her belly, God. Oh, God, and wake up the gifts that are in her, God, in the name of Jesus, that have been lying dormant, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. God, we give you glory and honor and praise today, God, for your daughter has come home, God. We thank you for that, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You,
oh, God,
Jesus.
We just give you glory today, God. For, God, you
glory
are
God.
Worthy, God. God, you
glory
are worthy, God.
God.
And let not one soul, God, that she is responsible for, God, be lost in the name of Jesus, God. God, let not one soul, God, hallelujah, Jesus, lose their life, God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah. For, God, you have placed her on assignment today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, she has said yes to your will today, God, in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
yes,
God. So, God, now you commission her to go, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we tell her to go, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you, God, for you're worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, God, we seal this with the blood of Jesus, God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
no
God,
weapon
God,
that has formed, God, it shall not come to pass, God. It shall not harm her, God. It shall not harm her family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We seal it with your blood, God. We seal her with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
You,
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 You know, the Lord is speaking concerning you. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord, he says he's going to bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Able to heal the sick. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The healing balm is going to be in your hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The healing balm is in your body and your
spirit.
And even
God.
That has troubled you is going to dissipate and vanish in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. We thank you for healing today. I feel the warmth of God even now. Hallelujah. I feel the warmth of his presence. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Those of you that are sick, stretch your hands towards heaven now. Hallelujah. Stretch toward heaven. Hallelujah. You better come and praise the Lamb of God. Stretch those hands. Stretch those hands. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Intercessors, I
pray.
Me. Oh, my goodness. Bless your name. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Oh, God.
Oh,
mercy, God. You show us signs and wonders and miracles to your children. Oh, God, who blesses the needy. Oh, Father. Now, God.
Hallelujah.
Let your healing virtue flow on your people. From your throne, Father. From the rivers of water that flow under your throne. Into the river stream with the trees on both sides. The leaves are good for the healing of the nation. Oh, God, heal today. Heal today, Father. I feel your presence. Thank you, Lord. Touch. Heal. Deliver in the name of Jesus. I command the healing. Oh, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, Jesus. We give you praise. Oh, God. Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Somebody's being healed right now. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God. God said he's released.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Father. Under the Bohusha, even scars of hurt and pain, the scars of rejection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We command healing to your heart.
Yes, Jesus.
To your spirit. People of God, receive. Hallelujah. The healing virtue of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Jesus.
That the hurt and pain of yesterday is gone. Gone. It's lifted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That your joy is restored.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. That your joy. Hallelujah. Ah, is restored. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus, what a God, what a God.
Jesus.
Wonderful God. I feel them all in my eyes. My goodness. Gracious.
Hallelujah.
The pain is gone. You, Father. On the pain in that hip, gone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This herniated disc under the be thou made whole. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God, those joint pains. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. Get your hands off God's people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Man, healing in Jesus' name.
In
Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. We believe you, God. Diabetes be gone. Hallelujah. In Jesus.
Thank
you, Father. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
No more, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Answer.
Hallelujah.
Answer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tumor is.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Go!
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I command you to go.
Jesus.
I command you to go by the blood of the Lamb. Go.
Hallelujah.
Be on your children now. Hallelujah. MS.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. You thank
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. MS and lupus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You to go.
Jesus.
Of in spirit, you of infirmity. Go in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. You will not bind these people in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The devil is the liar, the father of every lie. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And we love you. And we adore you. Hallelujah. And we adore you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I love him today. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
I love you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Bless his holy name.
How great you are,
my
Jesus.
God is an awesome God. My God is an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
My goodness.
Merciful Jesus.
Isn't he wonderful? Praise the Lamb
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Glory, glory.
People of God, let me do this. Let me do this. The prophet has, as many of you already know, and some of you have already purchased a copy of Fall on Your Knees, subtitled Repair the Altar. This book is, my goodness, a wonderful piece of work that we orchestrated for the Lord as we deal with the Fall on Your Knees condition in chapter 1. We explain the Fall on Your Knees and what it entails. Praise the name of God, and our book has been forwarded by Pastor Lance, Dr. Lance Watson, the senior pastor of St. Paul Church in Richmond, Virginia. I should say St. Paul Churches because they have at least three campuses there. And praise the Lamb of God. We talk about, even in the introduction, the prophetic watchmen of this era and how this has been declared the days of Elijah. Praise the Lamb of God. And so with it being declared the days of Elijah, this is also the days of Jezebel and systemic evil and wickedness of that's trying to take the people of God into a state of spiritual paralysis and take us into a state of apostasy, of falling away from the faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It deals with that in Fall on Your Knees purpose. Then it deals with the Monday Night Experience. This book comes to play after I was invited to a revival that was entitled Fall on Your Knees. Lance Watson was the preacher. I was the lecturer. And I lectured every night, praise the Lamb of God, on a different topic. One night, I believe, was finances. Praise the Lamb of God. We talked about that. And each night the Lord showed me that the trap of the people's bondage was, in fact, their lack of repentance, their lack of turning away and turning back to God there in that first chapter. Then the third chapter here is the call to repentance. Now, I know you know about repentance, but you don't know about it this way. The Lord breaks down the word, praise the Lamb of God, to us. And, boy, the removal of self is so powerful by itself. And that could have been a whole book, praise the Lamb of God, the removal of self. And then the preparing, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. You need to order this book as soon as possible. Reconciliation and the power of it, people of God. The power of reconciling is so, so very important to us as believers, not to stay out, praise the Lamb of God, in the wilderness too long, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to broken relationships, words that were said that shouldn't have been said, and we think it's going to resolve itself. Some of our blessings are dangling over our head because of this, because we refuse to reconcile. Blessed by the peacemaker, they shall be called the children of God. Again, on that preparing, just dropped in my spirit, hallelujah, it says, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his way straight. Praise the Lamb of God. There are some crooked things in our life that needs to be straightened out. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that the Lord can come and do a perfect work in our lives. Praise the Lamb. But some of us still living on Crooked Boulevard. Hallelujah. You saved, but you're on Crooked Boulevard. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you need to be, you need that straightened out. You really, really, I can't even go into the depths of this book in these minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Then the nature, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Woo-wee. The nature of sin, the nature of repentance, the very nature, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As God gave me revelation, let me turn. I want to turn to that chapter. Webster defines the next step in repentance as the inherited or habitual condition and tendencies of a person's anatomy, nature, praise the Lamb of God. The person repenting must recognize that the original state of mankind is not what is seen or interpreted today. Our nature has been polluted, distorted, and that of the Creator's intent. Thus, there needs to be a change, praise the Lamb of God, in us, praise the Lamb. And then I go through this whole thing on atoms and protons and neutrons and all of this kind of thing, praise the Lamb of God. Adam's DNA, all of that kind of stuff is in this chapter, praise God, that you need to really, really come and look at. Then it's called the call to return. Now turning comes in that next turning, praise chapter 8, and then the call to return, praise the Lord. A turning has to come. We have to make that turn at the corner, praise the Lamb of God, to get back to what God wants us to be. The call to return, there is a plea. And then I deal with the end times. You really want to look at that, praise the Lamb of God. Chapter 11, the challenge to remove your idols. You would be surprised what is an idol in your life. You would be surprised. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then last chapter is cleanliness is next to godliness. That's a little thing I picked up from my mother. She used to say cleanliness. All the time my mother used to say that. Cleanliness is next to godliness. So make sure you get your copy. Sister Sharpton, Francis Sharpton, your book will be sent to you this week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Somebody else ordered a book. I got your names are on a list. And they're going to come and ship those out to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can get into your order in today and tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God, because the shipment goes out on Friday. The shipments go out on Friday, and we want to make sure, praise the Lamb, that you get your copy. How do I get a copy, Prophet? You go to psmintl.org. TSMINTL.org or ProphetShakespeareMinistries.org. Praise the Lord. And you will, you can use the acronym or the spell the name out, ProphetShakespeareMinistriesInternational.org. Praise the Lamb. And you will see the bookstore there, Praise the Lamb of God. Click on it and go on and do and place your order, and I promise you, you will get it. Of course, we have the other two books. Some of you who are intercessors and ministers, you need the call and burden to intercessory prayer. And then, of course, our prophetic manual, that manual that teaches you about prophecy and things of that nature, you need that book also. So make sure you get your copy at TSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. Next, our revival is coming up. Praise the Lamb. It kicks off Mother's Day afternoon there. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God in Dearborn at our church there on Silvery Lane and Ford Road. Right there on Silvery Lane and Ford Road, four blocks west of Telegraph at Silvery Lane. Praise the Lamb. And we want you to be there for our revival. Then Monday night and Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. we have out-of-state guests coming all around. Praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia is coming in from South Carolina to do her trial sermon. Praise the Lamb of God. We have, oh, my goodness, all kinds. Pastor Gail Johnson will be coming in. Daryl Saunders is coming in. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha Pruitt will be with us. Praise the Prophet Sign and Laying Hands. Prophet Shakespeare will be with us. Hallelujah. Prophet Sign and Laying Hands. We're just going to have a refreshing good time. This is our refreshing revival. Praise the Lamb of God. This season of refreshing. And we want all of you all to come and join in with us. Praise the Lamb of God there at the Truth Church. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Sylvia is going to be ministering on Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mother's Day, she's going to be bringing the message. Praise the Lamb of God. And she might be preaching again on Tuesday. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to work when she comes. Praise the Lamb of God. Other folks going to get worked when they get there, too. Praise the Lamb. We're going to do this thing. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we're inviting you and you to come and be a part of, praise the Lamb of God, our spring refreshing revival. It's going to be off the chain. Praise the Lamb of God. We got awesome praise team. Of course, Angel is going to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We're going to do it up, and we're not going to be all night doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe in starting on time and getting out on time. Yes, God. Hallelujah. So come on to that land where we're bound. Hallelujah. And come and enjoy the joy of the Lord with us on that. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is Mother's Day, Monday and Tuesday. You can't get it wrong. Mother's Day at 3 o'clock, Monday night, 7 o'clock, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Come and be with us. Hallelujah. Thank come and go. Make a donation. We had one young lady who made a donation for us. She said, put this towards, you know, the guest that's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Anyone else want to make that donation? You can make it at Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. Praise the Lamb of God .org. Make a donation to support. If you can't come, we definitely appreciate it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. As we want to be a blessing while they are in town, make sure they eat good and all of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet. Praise God. Yes?
Prophet. I just want to ask you all to keep my family lifted up. We're going down to bury my mother's sister,
So I just, the guidance, I just ask you all to keep them lifted up. Amen. Because it was unexpected. So, you know, that's
you
my prayer.
You all don't drive down?
Well, my mom went down last night on the bus, and me and Reggie are going to drive down tomorrow night.
Lord Jesus.
And
okay.
Turn right back around and come back Saturday after the funeral. So.
Okay. All right.
We are going to see Shireen when we get down there, Prophet. We're going to check on Shireen and Shantina when we get there.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good. Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. And you know, there's been some bad weather in Mississippi, too. So y'all be careful. Praise the Lamb of God in your going. Make sure you know those roads are clear and that, Yeah, look ahead as you go. Wait a minute, I got one caller here. Praise God, we're going to entertain this. Erica 747, you're calling.
Hi, it's Cammie. How you doing?
How you doing, Cam?
I'm doing well. I just was listening in. I want to say again, thank you always for your prayers and continue to keep me lifted up. I really enjoyed today's service.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. You all know tomorrow is Word Thursday. Praise God. And I expect everybody to be on and to invite others to come on. Next week is PSM Awareness Week. It's the week that we're going to be spreading the word concerning the show every way we can, inviting new listeners on and things of that nature. Praise God. So we want to participate in that. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Inviting people to the show and on the show. If it's doing you some good, it'll do somebody else some good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Say, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, it's been a wonderful show. Hallelujah. Y'all pray for me. Pray my strength. I've been a little drained here lately. I'm doing some writing and this, that, and another. But pray for me. Keep me lifted before the throne also. And we just continue to give God the praise and the worship that he deserves. Because he alone is worthy, you know. He alone is worthy of all praise, of all expectation. Hallelujah. I love him today.
I love him today.
Jesus, God. My God, my God. What a wonderful show. What a wonderful show.
Yes.
And we had a chance to minister. And that woman who came in, praise the Lamb of God, her life is never going to be the same. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh,
Hallelujah. My
goodness gracious.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a wonderful God. I love you all, guys. Thank you all for being here. Hallelujah, and we are going to go out with glory to cover the earth. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
I will tell of your mercy and your unfailing love. I will be to the glory of your name. Like a banner they will see you lifted high above. They will speak of the one upon the throne. And your glory will cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. And the earth will sing your praises forevermore. Your kingdom shall be. tell of your mercy and your unfailing love, and I will be to the glory of your name. Like a better day we'll see you lifted high above. They will speak of the one